and welcome to our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from City Team Chester, we have Rashana McKnight. She is the Director of Development, and Anna Donahoe. She is Director of Women's and Neighborhood Programs. And welcome, ladies. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We have a big event coming up the Tuesday before Thanksgiving every year. It's the Turkey Drop, where we will, Beasley Media Group and City Team Chester, will be out at various locations throughout the area collecting turkeys to make sure that families have a great Thanksgiving. And this is something we do each year, and we've done it with City Team Chester. And for somebody who's unfamiliar with City Team, can you give us that quick mission statement, and then we'll get into all of the programming and services that you offer?
Sure. Well, I can tell you that the mission of City Team is to share Christ's unconditional and redemptive love by addressing immediate needs and enabling lasting solutions. So what that means to us is that we are offering resources to all of the Delaware Valley that ranges from being able to distribute things like diapers, wipes, and formula to also having these programs where we're distributing turkeys for the turkey drop, Christmas presents and food, lots of things like that. And then we also have some residential programs. So one program would be our Renew program, which is for men recovering from addiction, and it's a long-term shelter program. We have transitional housing for women, which is referred to as our Turning Point program, and that's for women aged 18 to 24 with and without children. That's a new program for us. We have just lots of opportunities where we're able to just connect individuals in the Delaware Valley with the resources that they have a difficult time getting.
Let's start a little bit with the history of City Team, because City Team is actually a national movement.
We are. Yeah. So our location is the only City Team location actually on the East Coast. The rest of our locations are on the West Coast. But we all offer the programs which are just connecting individuals with the resources that they need. Chester's location has been around for about 35 years. And we just started off by, offering programs for men who were recovering from addiction and being able to distribute food to the community.
I think it's really important to talk about also, really the first program we ever had at City Team was what used to refer to as a soup kitchen. So really, you know, the essential need of food in our community has been with us since, you know, our first days at City Team in Chester. And people would come off the street and literally be able to get a hot meal, and it was a soup kitchen. They would get soup and they would get bread. And then the second thing that we offered was our shelter for men. And at the time, men's programs were really lacking in the area. So, you know, we really were able to meet that need immediately in the community.
It is locally based. It's what works in California may not be the programming that you need here on the East Coast. So it's very it's an individualized program, but it is geared to meet the needs of the Delaware Valley.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the needs that especially our women and children have in this Delaware Valley area is very different from what they need out in California. There, you know, if someone is homeless, there's not an opportunity to sleep outside here, not with children. You know, you have to have a home for them. You have to have a place for them. Just, you know, getting your hands on food is so difficult here in this area. If you don't have a car, it's really difficult to get to a store. Chester specifically is a food desert. There are no grocery stores in the city of Chester. So that is really important to remember when we're talking about the people that we're serving. You know, food is outrageously priced right now. Our Thanksgiving food is going to cost us two times more than it cost us last year. It's almost doubled. So, you know, when we think about that, that's the impact on a huge organization, you know. Not a huge organization, an organization, but the impact on each family is really difficult. I think about myself when I go to the supermarket. A bag of groceries is going to average me at least $35 for one bag of groceries, you know, and that's just walking in the store and being able to get it. So there's a lot of challenges with securing the food and paying for the food. There's a lot of difficulties that the people that come to us are facing.
Then you start at the granular level. It is a can of soup, or mm-hmm. It is a diaper, or it is an overnight stay.
Yeah.
So you meet emergency needs, mm-hmm. but then you also have programming that works towards getting people out of that situation mm-hmm. as well. Is that as important, or are you finding yourself now being more of an emergency relief organization? Has it turned back to where you started?
I think it's not really either or. It's both still. it's still really important for both things, but there definitely are more people coming to us. Our food distribution has increased by 50% over the past year. A lot of that is from our mobile food. What we saw is that there was a need in this community to bring food to people where they are. So we found that it was really important to start a brand new program, bring the food to the people where they are so they don't have to have one more logistic worrying about getting to us and then, you know, taking a bus or however they would get back to their home walking with a cart full of foods. So it's really important for us to serve people with dignity where they are and how they are.
Right. I would say, just to add on to what Anna is saying, you know, it's important to be able to offer someone, you know, something that changes their circumstances, but also everyone is not ready for that and not, you know, capable of that at every point of their life. So we're trying to be able to offer them what they need for every point of their life. That might be groceries right now, that might be housing right now, or it might be a program that's going to address career and educational needs, or things that are really going to just change your circumstance completely. So that's our goal, is to be able to offer everyone something that's going to benefit them.
And I think, you know, sometimes these little offerings of food or diapers leads to bigger change in someone's life, especially the women that we're serving. So much of the connection with women is built on trust. So we've established trust in this community with being able to bring diapers, being able to bring food, and being able to bring toys to their children, you know. So then when they're in a time where they're ready for real change in their lives, they feel safe coming to us and asking for that change. Our first resident in our Turning Point for Women program happened to be a resident that went to camp with us as a child. She was a little child, went to camp, spent a week with us, and felt safe to come back and ask for help. So that is a really impactful story, right? This is an opportunity to really change not only that woman's life, but her children. And that's the change has to start with the mother and the family. You know, she has to be helped in getting to the next level to be able to serve her family.
What are the barriers for these women that is keeping them from stable housing or employment, or what's bringing them to your door?
So a lot of, you know, it's a lot of things. We serve women, very young women with children and without children. Most of these women have come from very unstable homes. You know, their homes are not stable. So this is kind of generational for them. But they recognize that they want to change the pattern for their children. So they'll come to us, you know, just in a really desperate situation. Maybe they are just on the couch. Some of the barriers for them would be they need affordable housing. That is huge. There is not affordable housing available. It is a big, it's a big thing to overcome in our program, even with our help, it's a big thing to overcome. They have to be able to increase their earning capacity. They're coming to us, you know, with just really basic skills. So young, if you think about an 18-year-old woman, she hasn't had a chance to build many skills in her life, right? So they're coming to us with some very basic skills, but oftentimes they know what they're passionate about. So we can help them get to the next level, increase their earning capacity, and be on the trajectory to keep increasing that after they leave our facility. So, you know, it's really, and you know, the other thing really is a self-confidence that they lack. They need to be able to be told that they have what it takes to be able to make it. And they have to believe that. And it has to start with someone speaking kind words to them.
And I would just say, you know, that support. Every one of us has come to a portion of our life where we needed someone to help us while we tried to work on some aspect. So, you know, the women in our program are able to come to us and know that they are in a safe space. Their children are in a safe space. They will have the food, the clothing, you know, the materials that they need while they work on, you know, just changing their lives and you know, improving themselves in different ways that are going to impact not only themselves, but their entire family.
Yeah. That focus, you know, they're able to have that focus on just improving their lives without having to worry about how am I going to get diapers for my child? How am I going to get food on the table? Where am I going to sleep tonight? Mm-hmm. So that pressure is taken off of them so they can focus on moving forward.
We keep talking about the women, but then you have the children, and you did not say child care.
That actually,
when we were talking
yes.
about, you know, affordable housing yeah. and their job skill
yeah.
levels.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're a neurosurgeon, if you have if you have no place for your children, you're not going to be practicing. Yeah.
So that's one of the first objectives for our women in the program. You know, there's certain things that we really prioritize. And the first thing we prioritize is getting the children set up in a daycare. So thank you for bringing that up. That is really a very important first step for all of our women. Now that comes back to trust again, right? Mm-hmm. That comes back to, I don't trust my child with anyone. So we have built, you know, relationships relationships with different daycare facilities in our area that the women can feel safe sending their children to.
You have Turning Point programs for men and women. Do you want to describe what the differences are, what the programs actually are?
Sure. So our Turning Point for Men program is a shelter, which is in our main facility, and that is for men who are finding themselves homeless or on the brink of homelessness and are needing support. So we're able to offer them all of those necessities like food, clothing, shelter, and we're also giving them just kind of one-on-one case management to address whatever led to them needing the support that they're asking for, and trying to just work with them to build community and address some of those issues that have found them in a difficult place.
Is it homelessness based on economic, or are we also looking at mental health and addiction issues?
I would say we see some of both of those things. You know, for some of our residents in our Turning Point program, maybe addiction was an issue that they suffered from in the past and have overcome, but it's caused them to lose their support system, to lose their jobs and their homes, and they're able to come with us and get those things while they focus on, just like with our women, while they focus on the parts of life that will actually improve them moving forward.
Do you work with other organizations in the area? I mean, if you're doing job programming, if you're doing education programs, you've got to be working with somebody else who's helping with this.
Yeah, I mean, so specifically for Turning Point, I can speak about that, and I think Rashana could speak about our Renew program. You know, we like to collaborate with local agencies that are experts in what they do so that we can be experts in what we do. So, you know, we work a lot with the Delaware County Foundation for resources for our young women. They get training. They get, you know, parenting classes through them. We also work with Catholic Social Services, where they give our women also training on parenting. And then with our local health organizations, where they can really teach our women how to care for their children. You know, when do I go to the doctor? When do I go to an emergency room? So we're really trying to encourage our young women to really be responsible also with the resources that they have.
Right. And in regards to our Renew community, you know, it's the same thing where we feel like we are specializing in this area and we want to connect our residents with other people who are specializing in another area. What we feel is necessary for the work that we do is to have partnership all among our community. So we receive referrals from local agencies and recovery centers. We partner with mental health resources in our community. We actually partner with the YWCA to make sure that our men are able to focus on, you know, their holistic being. So we care about our residents and we care about our community. And we know that there are a lot of things that go into improving somebody's life. So we definitely have a lot of partnerships in that way.
I think one of the really important things is with our residents coming into the Renew program, they have not prioritized their health. And with young women, young mothers, they do not prioritize their health either. We also have a partnership with the Widener University with a Widener Nursing Clinic. So first step for both programs, people entering both programs, is a visit to the clinic to see exactly where they stand on their health and to get them connected with the services they need in that respect for their health.
And the great thing about that partnership is that that nursing clinic is open to everyone in the community. So it really supports those who are not insured or underinsured as well.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. With me today, Rashana McKnight, Director of Development, and Anna Donahoe, Director of Women's and Neighborhood Programs for City Team Chester. If you'd like more information about what they have to offer, how you can get involved, how you can learn more about the programs and services that they offer, go to cityteam.org/Chester. That's cityteam.org/Chester. And again, you serve the entire Delaware Valley, headquartered in Chester. Do you want to talk a little bit about where do we find you?
So we are actually located at 7th and Sproul. Our address is 634 Sproul Street in Chester, Pennsylvania. We're just a couple of blocks away from Chester City Hall.
You said that people reach out to you from all over the Delaware Valley looking for help. Does somebody get a referral or do they just pick up the phone or do they just knock on the door?
I mean, it's a combination of all those things. You know, other agencies consistently refer people people to our outreach programs, and they know where they can come to get their children registered for Christmas or where they can come to get diapers. But we also have referrals for our residential programs through, you know, like Roshana, I think, had mentioned, through other recovery programs. For our women, we get referrals through Children and Youth Services may have a referral for us. We've had referrals through the Delaware County Foundation, you know, lots of other little local organizations. So I think that we're a well-known name in the city of Chester and a trusted name in the city of Chester.
And I would just say that although a referral is a great way to get into our programs, we are located where we are located because we want to be accessible. So if you know someone who needs help or you yourself needs help, you can walk right to our door. And even if we aren't able to offer you exactly what you're looking for, we can connect you with a program that can.
And so they walked in the door and they sit down and maybe they got a meal and you sheltered them for the evening. What happens then? How do you get them into accepting help and getting them into programming that can get them back on their feet again or get them back on that path towards self-sufficiency and independence?
Yeah. So being able to supply those emergency resources are, like Anna said, those are what build trust among our community. So coming in the door, being greeted with a smile, being, you know, offered hospitality and shown dignity is what allows us to get to know that person. So we're able to have conversations. We're able to talk about what that person is dealing with. And that opens our eyes up to how we can help. So oftentimes that means we're able to direct them to one of our long-term programs, or it might mean that we're making a phone call to connect them with another program in our area that might be a better suit for them.
So that bowl of soup or that night's shelter can lead to a long-term relationship with your programming. And Anna, do you want to talk a little bit about how families do interact with you? And I know this goes through the year because it's the holidays as well, and we're going to talk more about Thanksgiving, but talk a little bit about how you interact.
Yeah, so I think one of the really great connecting points for the families in our community is to be able to come and sign up with us for Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know, so they can come and they can sign up for Thanksgiving to get a turkey and some food, and they can, at the same time, they can get food and a turkey for Christmas and then also toys for their children. I will just say, you know, every year it's one of our biggest outreaches and people really line up literally around the block. We opened our doors at 9 o'clock this year and the first person in line, you're not going to believe this, showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning and they waited in line until they could come in and register. I mean, this to me really speaks to the desperation, right? If you're thinking like, I'm coming and I'm signing up for a turkey and a food box and I'm here at 2 o'clock in the morning, this is like an incredible need, right? This is something that they're desperately needing. And as a result of, I think, waiting and then, you know, when they come and they actually sit down with someone and talk about what their kids would like for Christmas. And, you know, we tell them what's in a food box that they're going to receive and we deliver all the food to their home. It creates a real opportunity for conversations. We don't rush the process. We actually are open up for conversations. And, you know, you really hear some stories that are really impactful and really put this all into perspective. For me, I think what we're offering is so much more than food and so much more than toys. We're offering, you know, this is a chance to really build tradition in families, right? I think about my upbringing. My parents passed away when I was young, but I still bring them with me to the table every year by the traditions that I have. So that is what we're offering these families. Build your own traditions. Build your own family. And you know what? Isn't it great that they don't have to worry about how to get that food for that holiday? I mean, and I think it's one of the most beautiful things that we can offer. And City Team is really just the lucky organization that gets to present this. We don't get to do this without our donors and our volunteers. We only have 14 people on staff, and we're able to serve thousands and thousands of meals every year. And it's just, I mean, this is going to sound selfish, but I always, always get more than I give. And I think most of us would have that same experience when you get to interact with our families at City Team. You see the gratitude. I mean, the relief that comes from these parents is unbelievable. I mean, I could go on and on about the families that we serve at City Team. Some of them, you know, we only see once a year. Some of them we see every week when they're coming for their emergency supplies. So it's a wide range of people that we're serving, really.
But you're looking at, again, keeping that family together and breaking the cycle and helping them to heal and become the family that their kids will want to have traditions to carry forward.
Yeah, absolutely. We go to camp every year and we try to have bonding experiences with our moms. And one of the questions I asked was, what was your favorite childhood memory? And we would all share a little bit, you know, and this one woman, she happens to be in our Turning Point program. She said, I don't have any positive memories. And it was like, well, you know, let's turn this around and let's build some positive memories for your baby. You know, what can we do? How can we support you in building that for your son? And that's why she's in the program, right? She wants something different for her child.
You just alluded to it in passing, but the opportunities for us to get involved with City Team. How do you get these families taken care of at the holidays?
So we're really thankful to all of the individuals who are able to give gifts. And then we take those gifts, we go out and we purchase the toys. But we also have a program, which is our Sponsor a Child program. And so that gives individuals or businesses or organizations the opportunity to select a family and actually go out and purchase gifts that are tailored to each child in that family. And we're able to be really flexible with that. So depending on your budget or your time, we're able to give you a family with less children or more children. And I can say that I've had the ability to participate in this and go and purchase some of the toys for the kids, and it's incredible. I mean, we're able to, at registration, take a list that shows what kids like and what they're interested in. And so to be able to get something unique to each child is amazing, because you know the smile that's going to be on their face when they open it.
So if you're a small business, and you know, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but, you know, at Turkey Drop, I have people show up that they had collected at work or they had raised money at work and they were dropping it off at that moment. So a business can get behind this and say, okay, we're going to do this. We want to do this particular family or a category, say, you know, teens.
Certainly.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have lots of different companies that get involved with this program, and they will literally say, you know, what's your most needed toy this year? And Cocomelon's huge this year, so we might say Cocomelon, and they go out and they collect a bunch of Cocomelon toys. They have collected money and donated it, and we go out and do the shopping for them. And also, they've really just said, hey, give us this. Kimberly Clark said, give us 80 kids. So we gave them 80 different children with their wish list, and they're going to come together as an organization and go out and shop for those kids and then bring all the toys back to us so we can get delivered to their homes.
And again, we find that at your website.
Yes. And this year, we also have a little added bonus of partnering with the Philadelphia Union. So you'll be able to, anyone who is interested is able to come and help us pack those bags of toys for each child right in the Philadelphia Union offices. So that's incredible.
Go Union.
Yeah. Yeah, so this year's delivery day for Christmas will be on December 19th. That's another opportunity to bring your family or bring yourself, and you're actually able to deliver those toys and food to the families that day.
And you mentioned the meals, that you're serving meals. You didn't even tell us about the Hope Cafe, because I'm going to assume that there's a volunteer that is handing out that meal or working behind the counter.
Yeah, so we have such a small staff, as Anna mentioned, only 14 people. So you can imagine how much support we need for every one of these outreaches we have, for everything we have going on at City Team. So our Hope Cafe is an amazing program. We are able to serve families restaurant style meal 2 Saturdays a month. And I mean, it's what you imagine when you go to a restaurant. You're greeted by a host or a hostess. You have a waitress giving you options. You have someone coming to serve your meal. And it's just really important to us, because being able to offer someone an incredible meal is one thing, but being able to offer someone an incredible experience is another. It's something that every single person benefits from and enjoys. And we're just happy that we're able to serve in that way. And so that takes the support of partners and volunteers. All of our programs would not be possible without the volunteers that we have coming on a weekly basis. So for instance, for our Hope Cafe, that takes a team of about 17 volunteers to come and help. That's with preparing the meal, getting that all ready, and serving all of our guests who come. Our Turkey Drop is another amazing opportunity to get involved. We're so thankful that WMGK and Beasley Media Group have partnered with us in this way. And we're literally being able to collect thousands of turkeys that day, and they are going right back into the hands of families who need them within hours. So that takes a lot of volunteer support.
And handing them out and handing out the food boxes and preparing the food boxes throughout the year. And you've got shelters. Shelters need supplies as well. So this is a year-round collection that you're doing.
Certainly. Yes. Yeah, there's never a time where we don't need support, but there are times where you could call to make sure that it's a little bit more in line with what we have going on. For instance, our holiday food, with that cost going up to over two times what it has been in previous years, that increases the finances and that increases the financial support that we need. So we have been really blessed to see all of our supporters continue to help us be able to offer these resources to the community. And, you know, we're prayerful that that support will continue.
Well, you said you're seeing a 50% increase in people coming in, and then you add in the higher cost this year. So you are looking at two times what you needed last year. So you're not only looking for volunteer hours, you're looking for donations, and you're also looking for, I'm going to guess, in-kind as well?
Certainly. We have individuals who are able to have food drives for us or clothing drives for us. Those are always helpful. Everything that we receive goes right back into the community very, very quickly. So if we have folks who are interested in doing something like that, we are always willing to accept it. Our building is ready to be able to accept those donations at all times.
Can we find out more about volunteer opportunities and how to support you on your website?
Definitely. So on our website, you will see an opportunity that allows you to get involved. You'll see our whole calendar of events. On a weekly basis, we have many opportunities for different age ranges and groups to come in, whether you're coming in by yourself to help us with something, or if you bring your family or your staff at work. We're really able to kind of make it work because we always need the support.
And of course, when we go to your website, we also find out about all the programming and, but again, how to volunteer. And so obviously, Beasley Media Group, our program is Turkey Drop. And on that Tuesday, every year, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, you can find all of us collecting turkeys and cash donations, actual turkeys.
Yeah. We'll be at many Acme locations. You'll be able to speak to your favorite DJ, and we're able to accept turkeys and other, you know, holiday food items. And I did want to add that last year at the Turkey Drop, we were stationed out the Kimmel Center, and we actually had an individual come up to us, and he said that he had been a resident in previous years, and he was actually able to donate food to us. And he was just so grateful to see us out there. And so when Anna talks about, you know, receiving more than we could ever give, it's totally true. I mean, being out in the cold was difficult until that moment, until that very moment where we are able to see, you know, what this impact has on someone's life.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, I say how City Team and the work that they do there can change families. It changed my family. 19 years ago, my brother came into the drug and alcohol recovery program, and his life was changed there in those doors. And that's how I got connected with City Team. His life was changed. My life was changed. We were both drawn to City Team. I've been on staff for almost 12 years, and my brother is actually our kitchen supervisor now, and he's been on staff for about 4 years. So it is a place where lives are changed by a meal, by a gift of clothing. I mean, it's just is one small thing. Seems like one small thing. It's life-changing.
A stay at camp.
Yes, a stay at camp, exactly.
Yeah, and of course, all of that is found at your website, cityteam.org/Chester, cityteam.org/Chester. And there you'll find out more about the programming that they offer, from turning points for men, for women, the shelter programs, their drug and alcohol recovery programming, and their work with families, especially the moms and the kids, as well as their holiday outreach programming. You can find it all there, cityteam.org/Chester. And hey, if you want to collect some turkeys in the meantime, if you have received a turkey coupon and you're a vegetarian like me, I can tell you where to take it. Take it to that participating Acme store and drop it off in the paws of one of our volunteers or City Team member that you will find waiting there to help make Thanksgiving better for a lot of our friends and neighbors here in the Delaware Valley that day. Parting words, ladies?
I mean, I just think I want to say how grateful I am for this partnership throughout the years. You know, as I said, I've been involved with City Team for almost 2 decades, and I always remember this being a really important part of our work and just a really fun part of our work, too. So just my gratitude. I thank you so much for the opportunity, and it's been a great time. Thank you.
Yeah, I just have to thank Beasley Media Group. I mean, this support is, you know, just more incredible than you could ever imagine. And the support of everyone in our community who comes together to make sure that, you know, a family can just enjoy their holiday. I mean, it's an incredible impact, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, this wasn't to pat us on the back, but to say thank you to City Team for all that you do throughout the year. All of these families that you have an impact on, that it will make a difference and it will ripple through the generations. Wonderful work. And again, find out more about it at cityteam.org/Chester. Ladies, thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will see you on November 22nd. I'll be freezing in Delaware. We'll all be out that day. And I know you two will be at the Kimmel Center, I am sure, but we'll be all over the Delaware Valley that day. And again, cityteam.org. My guest today, Rashana McKnight, Director of Development, and Anna Donahoe, the Director of Women's and Neighborhood Programs. cityteam.org/Chester. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been our Delaware Valley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.